This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to Your holy and all-selfing and Thy mighty hand today. Tonight, just thanking You and praising You for Your glory, Your mercy, and Your love. Just thanking You and praising You for who You are, that You are God besides Thee. There is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties. Anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth here this night and forevermore. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed of the clay. Use me, Father God, for Thy glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, prepare people's heart to receive Thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties. Anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth here this night and forevermore. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our steps. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of James, James chapter 1, and we'll be looking at verse 2, 3, and 4. James chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. And the word of God reads, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials or diverse temptations, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. And let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. Just the next few minutes. Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to talk about true faith rises when it is tested. True faith rises when it is tested. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come to share the word of God tonight, we want to take the time out to say thank God for another day and an opportunity to lift up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God, our Father. We thank God again for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to still be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground and the ground not on top of us. We are thankful and grateful for the opportunity and the privilege and the honor by the use of the internet that we are able to teach and preach on a local level and able to reach on a global level. We give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor here tonight. We thank God in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon the Word of God, that souls may be saved for the kingdom of God in 2022. Because the Bible says, where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. It also go on to say that he that winneth souls is wise. So, Lord, we ask you to help us tonight to be wise, to be bold as a lion, and wise here tonight to preach your word with clarity, that the word of God will bring forth edification and encouragement to the body of Christ as well as individually for this week's journey. True faith rises when it is tested. True faith, divine faith, when it is tested. So our faith will be tested. There's no way getting around it. As born-again believers of Christ, as followers of Jesus, our faith will be tested. Believer of Christ, true faith comes from what God said. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now notice that faith cometh, and it cometh by hearing. It don't come by listening to soul boppers. It don't come by reading romance novels. No, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing plays a major part for faith to come. You see, God is a God of order. God is a God where his word is being, where Jesus is being lifted up. And we pray and allow his presence to be manifested. Then faith saturates the atmosphere, because faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, I would encourage you, even during this pandemic, if it allows you to, is to go to the house of God. It's to be in fellowship with other believers of genuine, like faith, true faith. Faith that, hallelujah, where true faith rises when it is tested, it provides for us what is needed so that we can go forward in the things of God, of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us. So my brothers and sisters, in the scriptures that was read here, James is encouraging us and letting us know in James 1, 2, 3, and 4, when it says, my brethren, count all joy. You know, a lot of people, when trials and tribulations come in their lives, instead of running to God, running to God, we want to run away from God, not knowing that God is the one that have orchestrated, hallelujah, the trials to come into your life so that he can perfect you, so that he can mature you in the faith. But we as human beings, we are quick to take the easy way out. No, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'll stop by tonight in 2022 to let you know the easy way is not always the best way. Because the easy way will delay what God wants to do. We all have to go through testing. We all gonna have to go through trying times, difficult times, in order that we may grow through it. Hallelujah. That we may mature in the faith. Because God wants us as followers of Christ to grow up. And in order to grow up, there has to be something that you have to go through in order to be rewarded with the growth process in your life. So brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. The testing of your faith produces patience. Now, we're not talking about the pastor's faith, the deacon's faith. No, this is personal. We're talking about our individual stand with God, our individual faith being tested. Now, a lot of people, even in the body of Christ, even in 2022, they say they have faith. But I stop by and let you know that faith is like a muscle. It has to be stretched. Faith, in order to grow, we have to stretch out in faith. Bible says that in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is having hope beyond the natural realm. Faith is having hope that Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, he has set the example for us to follow. There is no shortcut when it comes to the things of God. No, you must go through the process. Step one, step two, step three. You can't go from A all the way to C without skipping B. No, that's not how God works. God takes us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. He is a God of honor. He wants to sway left or right. No, we must stay focused on Jesus, who is our set example. Jesus went through suffering. Jesus went through rejection, persecution. Part of the benefit of being a Christian is to be Christ-like, to be a follower of him. If you want to know how your life should be, get into the Word of God. Study the life of Jesus. And you'll see what he did. And we as followers of his must embark upon the example that was set for us to follow. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Yes, and it goes on, and it says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. That is a process. We must be patient and be made complete, wanting nothing. Being content in whatever state that we find ourselves in, whether good or bad, it doesn't matter, because faith has to work. And through this, people of God, spiritual endurance is cultivated through the testing of our faith. Spiritual endurance is cultivated through the testing of our faith. For example, when a runner, whether during sprint, sprint or running or long distance running. He has to go through a time of preparation. And we as born-again believers in Christ has to be planted somewhere as far as where God leads us to a ministry where the gospel is being preached. Not a watered-down gospel, but preached just the way it is according to the word that has been already established. And we, as we hear the word of God, our faith will grow. But we can't only just be hearers of the word. We have to be doers of the word of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I stop by to let you know. Just like a runner going through the process of preparing him or herself for the race that is in front of him. There'll be times where we are running, or we going through the process of growing. It'll be times of struggling. It'll be times of hallelujah, where we feel that we get to the end of our rope. But I start by letting you know, when you're at the end, make it up. And hold on to your faith. Because your faith is what's going to cause you to grow. Your faith is what's going to help you to endure life difficulties. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'll throw both hands up tonight and let you know that 2022, we're in a place, and we're in another year, but we're in a place of uncertainty. Uncertain times, hallelujah, where things are happening quicker than we want them to, as far as what we would like to see happen. But we have to always be mindful of the fact that God is in control. Regardless of what may come or what may go, God still has the last word in every situation. And we as his children, when we have to stretch out in faith and walk in obedience to what the word of God is saying. It says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation or various trials of different kinds. Trials will come. Oh, yes, it will. Just like trials will come, trouble will show up unexpectedly. But we, as born-again believers, we must study to show self-approval unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Through study and meditation of the word of God, we find that as we get into his word, not just like doing a microwave second, but having a time set aside to read his word. A time set aside where we can pray and talk to God about every situation that will have crossed our path. See, we must understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that in 2022, we must be determined, fully persuaded in our own mind, in our heart, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We have to quit, brothers and sisters, and hallelujah, being swayed by and being baited by the enemy. We know the enemy is the devil. Bible says in John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We also have to understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the devil is on his job 24/7. And we as born-again believers in Christ, we ain't got no time to go and be slack. Hallelujah, to step back. No, we got to go forward. We must press through our own mess in order to get God's best. Yes, today, tonight we are talking about true faith, genuine faith, not the counterfeit type. No, the one that is true. True faith only arises when it is tested. So if we want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, our faith, our personal faith, must be tested. It must be tried as gold in the fire, purified, so that the impurities may be taken out. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the time to be serious. This is the time to be on fire for the Lord. This is the time not to step back like a crawfish looking for a hole in Louisiana. No, we have to go forward. This is not the time to have the crowd type mentality, trying to hold each other back. No, this is the time, hallelujah, to be determined by faith. Let your faith work. But work, hallelujah, faith without works is dead. So don't be categorizing your faith as a dead faith. No, let your faith work. But we got to put legs behind to our faith. In other words, our faith has to keep on working for us on a daily basis. Tell God, in order for your faith to flourish, you must face, rather than avoid, the spiritual challenges that come before you. Yes, beloved, trials can teach us, individually as well as collectively, can teach us how to run to God instead of running from God. Yes, I'm gonna say that, I'm gonna say it again for those not listening in. Our faith, in order for our faith to flourish, you, me, as well as other believers in Christ, we must face rather than avoid the spiritual challenges that come before us. Beloved, trials can teach us how to run to God. People of God, in a world where we would rather hear a self-affirming, like a sermon that would bring forth joy, rather than a sermon that talks about suffering or sacrifice. You see, the Word of God challenges us to respond to tests and trials with joy. Yes, James talks about it in chapter 1. We are chosen. We are to choose to find in Christ the hope for anything, no matter what the situation we find ourselves in. Yes, beloved, as we fix our eyes on the author and finisher of our faith, talking about Jesus, by choosing to focus on him rather than our circumstances, in 2022, we will find that Jesus is strengthening us to face every spiritual battle. Bible says the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord. When we get to that place where our mind is made up, when we are determined in our minds and our heart not to look back, but to go forward in the things of God. Bible says when we put our hands to the gospel plow, I'm paraphrasing that, and if we look back, we're not fit for the kingdom. So if you want to be an overcomer, you have to stay focused and put like blinders that we used to use for animals to keep them going straight. Whatever shows up in your life, look on to Jesus, the one who set the example for us, the one that endured all the way to the cross. The one that died for us. The one that rose from the dead. The one that ascended on high. Is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I tonight. And every born again believer of Christ. For us to make it. Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, true faith rises when it is tested. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm here to say
Christ, true faith rises when it is tested. As a believer in Christ, when you are rooted in Christ, it doesn't matter where you are planted. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening tonight, those that will be listening at a later date. Again, we're talking about true faith, genuine faith. It rises when it is tested. As a believer in Christ in 2022, when you are rooted in Him, in Christ, it doesn't matter where you are planted. For an example, when we look at biblical examples, because like Joseph, you know Joseph, the one that his father had made him a coat of different colors. Joseph may have been planted in Pharaoh's prison. Joseph rose up to become second in command during Pharaoh's time. Like Daniel, you may be planted in a lion's den, but you can rise and become like Daniel as an advisor to the king of Persia. Also, beloved, when we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you may be planted in the fire furnace, but you can rise up and witness to kings because God is with you always. Be mindful of what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. People of God, just as God tested Abraham by calling him to offer up Isaac, his son, as a sacrifice, God also will call us to give up and to sacrifice and to trust him while being tested. Oh, that's a good one right there. That's a spiritual nugget that I would hold on to. God tested Abraham. We know about Abraham. He became the father of faith by calling him to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice. God also, in 2022, can call us as followers of Christ to give up and to sacrifice and trust him while being tested. Remember, true faith, genuine faith, it rises when it is tested. True faith is obedient faith. Beloved, faith is powerful. It is what we are required to have in our Christian walk with Christ and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Believers of Christ, genuine faith is like fire. Our faith is being tested in our trials, just like fire. Just like fire tests and purifies gold. You see, our faith, when tested, it helps us to remain strong in the Lord. As believers of Christ, when we look at the Word of God in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 3 through 6. It says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that said he abideth in him on himself also to walk even as he would walk, or as he walked. Beloved, the test of obedience is a byproduct of true faith. I'm going to say it again. My brothers and sisters in Christ, even now in 2022, the test of obedience is a byproduct of true faith. See, the word says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. For God wants us to be obedient children. He wants us to take him at his word. He wants us to have our confidence and our faith in him. Believers of Christ, even now in 2022, if we are not careful, it could be possible to be so possessed by our own agenda and our own usual routine that the Lord has to make an appointment if he needs us for anything. Where, when we look at what our priorities should be, Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, beloved, we as followers of Christ must have an open schedule for the Lord at all times, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 366 days if it's a leap year. Always remembering this, that the real work of the Lord rarely fits into our pattern of convenience. In our lives, there is much in the Lord's work that cannot be put off and put on the back burner, because obedience to the command of God are not always convenient. Obedience to the command of God is not when we feel like it. It's not done when we feel like it. No, it should be priority first in our lives. We have to remember that we're not alone anymore, that we are God's workmanship, created for his good pleasure. Yes, for example, in 2022, even during this pandemic, when we look at going to worship service, it's not always convenient. When we look at attending Bible study, it's not always convenient. When we look at standing for truth in 2022, it is not always convenient. A lot of time when you stand up for the right, you may have to stand alone, because people is easily swayed by false doctrine of our lie from the enemy. People will run to a lie quicker than they would accept the truth, because these are the times and days that we are living in. Don't get mad or angry with people. It's the spirit of the time that's working through them and in them. A spirit that is not of God. A spirit that brings that hunger and bring confusion in their mind. Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but the love of his soul. So when we have a loved one, a friend, or a co-worker, or anyone that is walking contrary to what the Word of God has already established for us to walk according to, what we need to do is to stand in the gap and pray for them. That's why the Word of God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing. To pray for them. Because if nothing else, prayer. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. Whether a small prayer or a prayer that may take hours for you to do. It doesn't matter. God looks at the heart. And God wants us to come to him in faith, trusting him, believing him. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. To my brothers and sisters in Christ, true faith rises when it is tested. People of true faith have always trusted God enough to obey him. Say it again. People of true faith have always and will always trust God enough to obey him. We have witnesses in the Old Testament, Abraham and all the prophets of old, they trusted God. And they are witnesses to us that we can make it because God seen them through. He'll do the same for us. He's no respecter of person. Even though we've been drafted in as New Testament saints, we still fall under the category of the promises of God. And the promise of God in him is yeah, and in him is amen. So believers of Christ, true faith. This is an example of what true faith is all about. True faith is death. Death to that. True faith is dumb to discouragement. True faith is blind to the impossibilities. So believers of Christ, we all face trials as followers of Christ. We all encounter two basic types of trials. First one is trials of correction, which come our way when we are out of the will of God. And God allows a trial to come our way in order to correct our path. That's when he comes to bring us back in alignment with the perfect will that he has already established for us to walk in. Sometimes, even in 2022, Bible says there is a way that saveth right unto a man, a woman, boy, or girl. There's a way that seems right, but it may be the way of destruction or the way of death. Remember again, like I said earlier, that we're not alone anymore. As a born-again believer of Christ, we belong to God. And we as partakers with Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we become God's property. And God wants to take care of those that are here. But we still have to walk in faith, and we have to walk in obedience to what the Word of God is telling us and instructing us to do. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we are the second type of trial that comes our way, it is called a trial of perfection. This comes to us when we are in the will of God, not the permissive will, but his perfect will. And God is about the business of perfecting our faith. See, child of God, consistency in your life will manifest itself in two ways, in your talk and in your walk. I'm going to say it again. Consistency in your life will manifest itself in two ways, in your talk and in your walk. God desires for us to grow in faith. He desires to use us, to mature us. But again, there's a process that we have to go through. We have to allow the Lord to put us on the potter's wheel so that he may strip us, stretch us, mold us into the image and likeness of Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are to present the world, this world that we're living in, that is steady decaying on a daily basis, this world that is filled with wickedness and sin, if you as a born-again believer of Christ are to present the world with a true picture of Christ, then you must know him first. You must know God. You must know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then you must also be consistent in your talk about him and also in your walk. In other words, simply put, your video must line up with your audio. True faith, again, it arises when it is tested. People of God, true, genuine Christians, believers of Christ, not only do they know Christ, but they show consistency. They also will show character. Christian character is evident in three different ways. Christian character in our lives individually should be done and should be evident and present in our conversation. Also by our concern about life and also in our conduct as children of the Most High God. Yes, one of the greatest issues that the church, the body of believers, face today in 2022, it is the crisis of credibility, because the world is watching and waiting to see if we as believers of Christ are truly for real. Yes, in time past, we maybe could have faked it to make it. But in 2022, we are in a different season. This is not the time for the church to play church. This is the time for the church to be the church. It is time for us to be for real and quit being counterfeit during the week and be genuine, true believers on Sunday. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God, Jesus is looking for true followers, not just on Sunday morning. But he's looking for true followers to be on a 24/7 stand, to be in fellowship with him. He's looking for true believers, those that will believe the word of God, those that will link up with him to illustrate to the world, for God I live and for God I'll die. True believers. Stand up, stand 24/7. True believers of Christ. So we are imperfect. So we are there and still things that we are struggling with. But overall, when people look at your life, do they see Christ? Do they see godly traits portraying in your life? Is your conversation lining up with what the word of God is saying? Are you fussing and cussing? It's tight, but it's right, but it's true. We're supposed to be in this world, but not of it. We're supposed to be dying to worldly influence and putting on the mind of Christ on a daily basis. We have to remember, my brothers and sisters, that we are chosen people. We are peculiar people. We have been called out to be different. We have been called out to be set apart. We have been called out to live a life according to the standards that God has established in his word. Yes, God is looking to and fro on a daily basis. He goes, his eyes roll, his eyes go to and fro, looking for those whose heart is loyal towards him. Looking to those that have professed to be his, to live a life that is holy. Bible says, come out from among them, says the Lord, and be ye holy, for I am holy. We serve a holy God. We serve a God that sits high in the glory. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. A God that's looking to us to make it more than we want to make it ourselves. Yes, we are serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The one that is the Hollywood that have made the universe, the God of the universe, that has all power in his hand. The one that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. To believers of Christ, it is a must today that we must do and take, and we must do. And that is that our lives should match our lips and our walk should match our talk. So believer of Christ, say what you mean and mean what you say. Quit being double-minded. Settle within your mind. Be determined in your heart to be more like Jesus on a daily basis. Believers of Christ, many today in 2022, they may say that doctrine does not matter, but it does. However, what we believe determines how we behave or how we act. You see, while beloved, it is impossible for a true, I'm talking about a true, genuine believer of Christ to fall totally from grace. It is possible to wander away from the place of sound doctrine or truth. If we are not careful because of the false prophets, because of the false doctrine that is already out there running rapid through the land, we can be influenced and fall into error. That's why we got to test the spirit by the word of God. By the word of God. Because not everything that you hear is of God. It may be of the flesh, or it may be of the devil. But God's true word will always line up with what he already have established in his word. See, the word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, yes, it is. The word of God have been tested, tried, and still stand. They have tried to get away and do change the scriptures. But when we read the word of God in the original text, and we stick to what the word of God is saying, not adding or taking away from the content of the scripture, then we are establishing ourselves on a solid foundation to where we cannot easily be moved. So, beloved, when one of us that are part of the family of God, when we wander away from doctrine, we will eventually wander away from our duty. Oh, it's tight, but it's great, but it's the truth. If God has planted you in a particular ministry, he has planted you there so that you may grow. But when we wander off from the safety of doctrine that is already established, then we wander off from belief, from our true walk with God, and from our duties that he has planted us in that particular ministry to do. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I just hope and pray that this is going to be a two-part teaching, amen, but I just hope and pray that God, through the teaching here tonight, that you have gotten blessed by what the word of God has said. And by the Holy Spirit, I hope that it brings back to your remembrance of what was said about true faith rises when it is tested. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you for the teaching today. If you've enjoyed the teaching and learned something from it today, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, just know that God loves you, and so do we, and we air every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay warm. And prayerfully, and as God wills, we'll see you again or be with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.